Bill, sir, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. First, I would like to thank you and your team for the efforts that you've put in the development of this text, and those of the delegations that attended this by your invitation, including my own. I would like to say at this point that even though we were in the room, my delegation cannot support this text as it stands, and we are not convinced that it leaves us at a better place than we were when we started this week. In fact, like my colleagues from Chile, Panama, Costa Rica, Uruguay, Colombia, and the representative of the ICRC, as it stands, we believe that the original text is a much better formulation. This is definitely, I have to say, Mr. Chair, not the fault of you or your team, whose efforts were commendable and tireless. However, the fact of the matter is that we went back and forth in these days in terms of substantive elements, and the endpoint of these consultations was determined by the lack of time, not by reaching a consensus. As we indicated numerous times during these consultations, in our view, the qualification military is simply not acceptable. In addition to creating a major loophole in this, characterization, it would bring to it a term that would be very difficult, if not impossible, to define in practical terms, and would leave out, as was expressed by many other delegations, a number of systems that, even if conceived for non-military applications, can and would be used in armed conflict. As also indicated in the consultations, we are also not comfortable with the qualification as part of an attack, and we also believe that the footnote on lethality needs to be brought back to the body of the text. These are only preliminary responses, Chair, that we wanted to leave on record. But this is, of course, without prejudice to any additional comments that we might have if you decide to use this as a basis for future consultations. And I thank you very much.